That meandered up to James and back down to Jamestown. They didn't know how to feed themselves, so it was up to you Indians to teach them. Throughout the early years, many of the early colonists starved, but all of them would have starved if it hadn't been for the food given or bought to them that your ancestors furnished them. Especially this happened in the year 1609 during the starving time. The original 500 was reduced then to only about 3 dozen people. They were eating themselves. They turned cannibalistic. And if it hadn't been for the Indians, they would have completely starved. You taught them about the new land, the vegetation, the season. When the seasons changed by following the marten, when they arrived, when they left, by when the wild goose left, and when he came back, you taught him about the unknown plains, animals, poisonous vegetation, non-poisonous vegetation, the uses for food, and how to prepare it, how to grow it. Your ancestors gave to the world the Indian corn, which replaced wheat as a commodity that kept the early colonists alive. You taught them, your people taught them many medicinal purposes. Taught them how to clear land. Taught them the first organic gardening in America. You taught them how to take a herd, put back nitrogen, phosphate, and other matters into the soil. One of the greatest achievements of all was that you taught them and guided them to settle the unknown. You helped them to make maps, the first map of this part of the country that was made anywhere was made by John Smith, and he acknowledged by the facts that a lot on this map he knew nothing about, but the Indians had told him what it was all about. The language of the Indians was taught by your ancestors, by the fact that they took into their own myth two young white colonists, Samuel Collier and Thomas Savage. Your ancestors taught them the ways, taught them the speech, and taught them how to live. They in turn helped the colonists as they grew older. By this, they learned names and words which we use today: raccoon, chickapin, powhatan, rappahannock, maycock, tuckahoe, pamunkey, appomattox, and chickahominy. Your ancestors made the early colonists economically secure. This was before the tobacco trade, because through them, the fur trade of America was developed. It was the Indian who was on the other end of the fur trade. It was he that caught the fur-bearing animals. It was he that taught the white people how to trap it. And this was what really started bringing colonists into this country. We all hear about the Indian master, but it was an Indian by the name of Chanco who saved the early colonies from total disaster. The white folk had been treating the Indians shabby for a period of 8 to 10 years when Tichanicanoo decided and organized his forces in 1622. And it was Chanco, a friend of the colonists, who saved them all from total disaster. Your heritage is great. In closing, I ask you all to walk tall, think tall, and be proud, and pride will follow. Thank you all for letting me come here today.
Much for those remarks to the delegates today to the Assembly of Virginia. Now before we close, I want to have a few remarks. I'd like to thank the people that has come from California, New York, Pennsylvania, and other areas in the nation. Also, I'd like to recognize Dr. Helen Sherbeck and Dr. Colin Roundtree. I'd like to recognize Michael Holmes, who is former on the board here in Charleston County, and Chief Bradley from Lower Chickahominy. And now before we go into the last part of this ceremony, we'll ask Mr. Griffith if he'll say a word.
Chief and distinguished guests, my heart is warm, and Mr. Mark said that he loved carrying me back to Old Virginia. We all do. And God forbid the day that the state of the whole Commonwealth of Virginia ever changes it. That's not my mission here. The chief asked me to come to say a few words, and what I have to say is something that I've said before, maybe not in the exact words. But we're just before witnessing a performance by the chief wherein his body, his hands, his head, his heart, and his spirit will personify each and every word of our magnificent Lord's Prayer, as it is sung by Red Wing. And if I can get back over the piano, I'll try to do a little company. I don't have any pointed dedication or any one person to dedicate it to do today, but I think with the blessings of the rain and the dissipation of the storm being, we should dedicate thanks for this day, this sunshine, to God Himself. When Chief Atkins has finished performing the Lord's Prayer, let us not applaud, but instead let us stand for just a moment in reverent thanksgiving to God Almighty, and in appreciation for the chief's performance. Thank you.
Since the chairman of the board of supervisors arrived, I'm going to ask him to make a few remarks. Mr. Holloman, please. Thank you.
Chief Oliver, I can... platform guests, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys assembled here today. On behalf of the Governing Board of Charles City County, I certainly would like to wish all of you present here and all of you that are not present the very, very best of this fall festival. Certainly, there is no occasion in the history of this country that can be so recognized as real Americans coming together to recognize a certain season of the year than the American Indian. And certainly, there can be no occasion in the county of Charles City in which a day such as this can be recognized, in which we should not give it our due respect and consideration. Certainly, Mother Nature has blessed us today with beautiful weather, beautiful sunshine, and certainly a temperature that we all can be very, very proud of. I want to say that I have had the distinct pleasure of getting to know many of you up close and certainly very personal over the years. And I want to say that I truly value this relationship. I've had the benefits of seeing many of the girls and boys here in this community grow up from very, very young children to adulthood. And certainly I would hope that in some small way my life have touched theirs and yours. And I want to say to you in the most honest way possible that certainly your life, your lives have certainly touched mine. And certainly I am richer, I am better for it. From the Governing Board of Charles City County and all of its citizens, I certainly would like to extend to you the very, very best of wishes and certainly all of God's best to you on this glorious, glorious day. Thank you so very much for inviting us here.
I've got a pale-faced blood brother out in the audience I'd like to recognize. He dedicated a lot of time and energy in painting our tribal center. Roland Childress, where are you?
White man.
Thank you.
the leader of the Chickahominy Red Men Dancers, Mr. Glenn Kennedy, to come forward.
Okay, I'd like to have all the dancers around front so we can get underway with that dance portion of the program. Our next dance is done in spring of the year. It's called the Green Corn Dance. Now, this dance, we ask the gods that we have enough crop, we have a good season for that year. So this is the dance we've done in spring of the year called the Green Corn Dance. We live in permanent structures called longhouses. They're made of little saplings bent over and covered with tree bark and river grass. The Plains type Indians, they were the ones who used teepee. This is because they lived from place to place, traveling with the buffalo. was a nice, easy means of housing which they could take down and carry on with them. Except the women then is taking home the tribe living in Southern all the time. They had prototype houses. Our next dance is a dance that we do just for fun. And this is our snake dance. Every year, after all the men and honors were made, it's called a blanket dance. And this dance wears the guards and having the blankets, keep us warm for the long, hard winters that we knew was coming. So this dance symbolizes the weaving of the blanket.
Not too long ago. I was accusing him of cruising just earlier today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw him when he first came.
Oh, yeah.
Chief Cook, I don't know if he's going yet. Not, you know.
Chief Cook?
Is he going yet?
Has he been here?
Yeah, he's been here because I saw him.
No, I haven't seen him.
I saw it. I'm going to see him. Make him introduce us.
Helen, this is Dr. Roundtree.
Yes.
Now, what's your... Give me your...
Whatever your name may be, I don't want to fool
him. No, honest, I'm terrible on me.
Please, I don't
wear. Don't make me feel so bad.
I'm glad to know you, Miles. I'm glad to know you.
Your name, too?
Helen Roundtree.
Dr. Roundtree.
That's right.
Helen. Uh-huh. I'm Helen.
Well,
that's really. Oh, he was in your company. And he didn't want to introduce me because he was a doctor.
No such a thing. I've known him for years.
He's been terrorizing me for years. With that razor sharp tongue of his. Nice to meet you, Ms. Miles. All right. Akakika's on the Maryland side of the Potomac.
Yeah.
And I think it's near Oxon Hill, but I'm not real sure.
Oxon Hill, Oxon Run Hills, his wait. Mm.
think it's going to be off your map.
Hmm?
Off your map to the east, I think it's going to be down here.
Oh, I don't know.
That far away. Nellie tells me.
Oh, it is. Yeah, because here's Andrews Air Force Base. Remember now, it is kind of up in here.
So Accokeek will be farther down the Potomac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, it is.
Well, I tell you, you go see her, and then you can report back to me where she is. How's that?
Yeah. I know. Let's see. Maybe they'll give us some more then, huh? Where are we? There's Baltimore.
Yeah, Andrews Air Force Base is there.
Yeah, here's Andrews.
Accokeek, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Right across from Fort Belvoir.
I remember the place.
Yeah.
As compared to Piscataway's. Close.
Yeah.
Not too far from Piscataway, see?
No, not too far. You're right.
Yes, Piscataway.
Nellie's
right here.
Got to commute all the way into downtown Washington to get to school. I don't have anything on her schedule.
Let's see. Well, evidently. This is Accokeek right here, where my finger is. See
yeah,
the blue?
Right. Yeah.
Well, evidently she comes over here to 210.
Yeah.
And does she go to where, you say?
Clear into Washington, D.C.
Well, maybe she comes over to 210 and goes down up here.
Yeah, she must.
Uh-huh.
And catches the interstate.
In this dance, I dedicate a couple
of
homes for this family.
Yeah, gets on the 95 here, thinks she's going up into Washington, wherever.
I'm so sorry you kept on missing her. Did you ever make contact with her this summer?
Never did.
Good golly.
Never did.
Have
you seen this map before?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Well, that gives you an idea, you know.
Yeah.
Gives you an idea so you can get a little around.
Well, now that I know how it relates to the Virginia boundary, I can get to it.
I have a question. Who's Clifton Holmes?
Clifton Holmes used to be the assistant chief, and he died in a fire in Christmas 76.
Oh, the young one.
The young one.
The young one.
Yeah. His picture is in the center there.
This is a blown-up part of it here we were looking
yeah,
at.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
I wonder if we could tell.
The scale is too small. Yeah. How do you like the paved roads where you live?
All right. That's down on the dust.
Yeah, funny thing about that.
Yeah. Well, it's marvelous. I like it.
Yeah.
Should have been done years ago.
Yeah. Have you had any beer can throwing people come through as a result?
Yeah.
I used to hear Curtis say that was a trouble at Mattapani.
Well, we did have that for a while.
Uh-huh.
But it seems like we've got a different business now. You know?
Uh-huh.
Seem to respect our place a little more.
Funny thing.
Yeah.
Lawsuits do that to people.
Look now, way over there. Have you seen him yet?
No, I haven't seen him. Haven't spotted him.
In there, brown turkey feather hat, sticking up.
Oh yeah, sure enough.
Huh?
That straight up hat.
Yeah.
Sure
enough. This little drum's for sale if anybody's interested in it. I'd like to sell it exactly before you go home. Thank you very much.
Let's see who's he with. For some reason, what was that? Well, that was the end.
Yeah, that's the end.
Fine hell. Well, I'm sorry that I have missed her. Evidently, Nellie must not be here because I have several of her cousins that I want her to meet.
Oh, that is a shame. One of these years, she's going to finish school and lead a fairly normal life, I hope.
Some people make a lifetime of going to school.
Yeah, I know they do. I've had relatives that did that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I wonder why.
Well, some people like living a student existence. I can't say that I ever did. It's something I put
they,
up with.
Has it those people ever stopped? I wonder. And just thought about teaching themselves.
Some of them do, but they like the discipline. No, that's something like you've got to have all the time, discipline.
That's too much like copycat. I don't know anything. I don't know anything. You must tell me everything.
Well,
I mean, yeah. I think that's
some
too much
of, some of them have that attitude, yeah. But others just enjoy really concentrated.
Can't they get in there and dig it up for themselves?
Some can.
Huh?
Some can, but it's easier to let the teacher do it for you.
That's not incentive.
They pay me to do it. They don't pay you to do it for your students.
No, but it's such a pleasure to do it yourself.
That's true.
Oh, what?
That's
because so you true. Get it that way, you have it.
Yeah, I know. That's always
it's
happened
worth,
to me.
It's worth it.
Yep.
It's
yep.
Worth it. It's worth it. I know. My formal education ended. My second year of high school.
Uh-huh. That was at the Pamunkey School, wasn't it?
That's my formal...
Yeah.
No. See, there was no high school there.
Where'd you
I
get
I went
your...
to, up in Richmond.
Oh,
this
you did?
Far, yeah. Well, I was 14 years old. I was in second grade.
Yeah.
In the second grade in high school. Second year in high school.
Yeah.
And I would have completed John Marshall in a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
That time I went to John Marshall High School.
Oh, yeah.
And, that was in 1921.
Uh-huh.
I'm an old bird.
You got lots of company.
I'm 76 years young.
My goodness. You don't look it at all.
Well, sometimes I feel every moment of it.
I expect.
Sometimes
expect.
I do.
That's what
but
my parents
I get
say.
But then I get up and kick myself two or three times. Say, gee, if I could lift my feet high enough to kick my own
right.
self.
And go find
I'm
another
okay.
lady to romance.
Oh, no, Helen, come on, please don't give me this.
Why can't I? You've given it to me for years.
Well. Oh, well.
Don't tell me you've retired from the chasing business,
no,
Morton.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
It's like what my mother says, and my mother is about your age, and she says, when you stop looking, you're dead.
Yeah. Well, I haven't stopped. I'm a long way
good.
From stopping.
Good.
But I don't want to. I don't want to get serious.
Oh, exactly what
honest,
you mean.
I don't want to get serious. I've had all I wanted.
Yeah, you've been burned. How are your children doing?
Fine. My son came from California and spent 2.5 weeks with me this year, and my oldest son, my youngest son.
Attention, please. Well, now have I drawn for the puppy?
My youngest son will be in about the first week
the
of November, I think, by his
Nicole Jones.
For his 4 months vacation.
Uh-huh.
He works 6 months out of the year. 6 months on, 6 months off.
Yeah. Nice way to do.
He's been
the winner of the puppy is Nicole Jones.
Paul Jones, who is he? He's that's Nick. Whiskey.
Is that his name?
Paul Jones is
the
whiskey. Name of a whiskey.
Oh. You're a Baptist. You're not supposed to know that.
Oh, congratulations for Audrey Holmes. She just completed her bar exam. She's right now a full-fledged lawyer.
Ah, good for her.
Also, there's a box in the center which we collect money for the Indian Education Association. So if you have a few extra pennies or something, please put them in the box.
Oh, I see Dora. And that's, there's Lucille next to her.
Uh-huh.
Lucille got a head.
Correction, the box is
back
on the piano now.
That's Katie.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Rountree.
Yeah.
That's Tor and that's Ursa.
Uh-huh.
That's me.
Good.
Patty's filled me in on a lot. He goes to Radford.
Oh. I still think of Radford as a girl's school. That tells how old I am.
70% women still.
Yeah.
Radford is... That's co-ed now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been co-ed for a long time.
Yeah.
So is Madison, where my sister went.
How about Bassemer? Is that co-ed now?
Gosh, I don't know. That's too far away and far too Ivy League for me to take an interest in, you know. Oh, I honestly don't know what it is anymore.
No, I know. One time it was all.
Yeah.
If it has turned co-ed, it's been recently.
Yeah, true of them all.
It's happened recently.
I knew the first female graduate at William & Mary. She was still on the faculty when I was there.
Hmm.
And they still had a female quota at William & Mary, so the girls who got in were usually better students than the boys because we were more carefully selected.
Yeah.
Well, we, I say we, mind you.
Say so. It is so.
It was then.
If it is so, say it.
It was then. I don't know if it still is.
I think now it's if you can pay the price.
Yeah.
That's the main thing now. That's the main thing. If you have the do-re-mi, then that gives you so many points.
Yeah, we have to keep our enrollments up. We do. Either that or you have to get more funding from the state, which is just about an impossibility.
Yeah. Oh, how did you enjoy your sojourn into Africa?
It was very, very interesting.
Oh, I bet that
Morton, I saw more bureaucrats than I ever want to see again for the rest of my life.
Yeah?
But
any headhunters?
No, I didn't see any of them. But I saw some Maasai who will spear you if you touch them just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We left those Morani, as they were called, strictly alone. It's a young warrior men. You could pick them out. They have a distinctive dress.
Yeah.
Left them alone. Now, the people were generally very nice, friendly. The language barrier interfered a bit.
I suppose it did,
and
yes.
They were, of course, image conscious because here we were from another country and they wanted to put the best foot forward.
Yes,
but on the whole, it was very, very educational, and we made friends over there. And I got to meet the president of Tanzania.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, great.
Charming man. I mean, genuinely charming.
Well-educated?
Extremely. Has a degree from Oxford.
Well, yes. Sure, I should imagine. Yeah, I should imagine.
He does indeed.
So, yes.
He does indeed.
Uh-huh.
And I hauled off and I gave him a Virginia Indian necklace
well,
at the end of
you.
Our interview. I took the liberty of conveying greetings from the Indian people of Virginia.
Great, thank you.
And I said they have been treated the same way by whites here as he's being treated by President Reagan, that is, neglected.
Yeah.
And he burst out laughing when he heard that. He can relate to it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I took the
well, you had no trouble, I know, in conversing with him because
none at all.
His English
none
is,
at all.
Should be
superb English, and with that education, he could understand a lot of where we were coming from, wanting to learn.
Sure, yeah. I understand. Yeah, uh-huh.
He's also supposed
he's
to be one of the very few.
Broad-minded, yeah. He's a broad experience. Yeah. A man like that, and that's,
he's supposed
that
to be one of the very few honest politicians in Africa today. We never heard a single word, even in gossip, in his country, against him. We heard gossip about all sorts of rip-offs going on in the government. Never the first word against Nyerere. He genuinely lives what he believes. That's rare. I think he should
that's
give some
rare.
Of our
most
people lessons,
lots
don't
of
you?
Places.
Yes.
Now, that's rare. I can pinpoint lots of places that's
yep.
in which
yeah.
that statement is a fact.
Yeah, really, really. This has been a good festival today.
Yes, it surprised me. Not too many people.
No? And I didn't see many non-Chickahominy, which bothered me. Aside from Webster Costello, I didn't see any Mattaponais at all.
Yes.
Are there others?
I was just speaking other? To...
Well, that's Webster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Webster. I said aside
Webster,
from Webster.
Yeah. Aside from him,
I didn't see any Mattaponais at all.
No. Well, you're
no,
right.
I saw two Rappahannocks.
I haven't seen it.
They're getting more insular.
Any accepting webs?
Yeah. But these folks are getting those festival
oh, you know, they
organized.
Had a... They had a... big to-do over in West Point today, you know.
Oh, they did?
Oh,
maybe
sure.
That's...
This is the first year of their crab festival.
Ah. Well, I expect a lot of folks went to that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today is the first year of that crab festival. And
uh-huh.
I had it on my radio coming over.
Uh-huh.
They had a radio... program, you know, and all
I asked Curtis and Gertrude if they were coming when I saw them last week. I was up to Mattaponai, and they weren't sure one way or the other. I was very flattered. I was invited to the Adams family reunion last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The descendants and I think some cousins also of Jasper and Molly all got together at Alfred Allman's house on
yes,
the Mattaponai reservation.
Yeah,
lovely, lovely do. Had the best time.
You went? You said.
I went. They invited me, and they invited Jimmy Coates, and I drove Jimmy Coates up from Norfolk.
Well, good.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen Jimmy since, Christmas.
Uh-huh.
My son, Christmas.
Uh-huh. He's doing fine. His wife is better. You know, she's fighting cancer these days.
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
yes,
well, she's doing better. Because when I picked him up, I said, can I come in and say hello to your wife and give her my best wishes? He said, you can't. She's at the hairdresser's. That's a good sign.
Yeah. Oh, that's marvelous.
A real good sign.
Marvelous.
No, he and I rode together. But it was a nice stew. But they're getting real organized here. I no longer have to tell my students to bring a bag lunch. They can buy it here.
Oh, yeah. They do have it organized very well, I must say that.
Yeah.
But I'm a little bit disappointed that there wasn't more people.
I know. There ought to be lots more people.
But by the way, speaking of these festivals, when do they have the next one down at Fayetteville?
I have...